Hello, everybody. 2 weeks ago, we spoke to Tom Slater, manager of Baillie Gifford American and co-manager of the Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust. And my colleague Ben spent a lot of time talking to him about Tesla because it was doing so well at the time. It's continued to do even better, to the point at which it is the stock that everybody's talking about. And so with that in mind, we thought we'd try and get some perspective on the stock. What most people are saying, or were saying about Tesla, is something a little bit like this.
Well, I don't think they produce what they think they can produce, number one. Number two, I think they've way jumped over the moon and the thing that they say they can do. And I think there's a lot bigger issues that, you know, I think Elon Musk, a genius, great guy, but I don't think he's the right guy to man control of this kind of a company. So I don't think that they're going to be overall successful. And I think that, the stock is dramatically overvalued as it is. So I expect to see dramatically lower prices. I mean, I love the car. Don't get me wrong. The car is great. I've driven it. I've been in them. But overall, I can't see the company ever making any money.
Okay, so as mentioned in the intro, we're going to speak to Tom in just a moment, but to avoid him having to repeat himself, we'll just give you a little bit of an excerpt of Ben's conversation with him, which, just to remind you, was from just over a fortnight ago, but also when the Tesla stock was about 40% lower than it is today.
I think electric vehicles are better than internal combustion engine vehicles. You know, they're faster, they're safer, they can adopt new technologies like autonomy faster. And if you can sell them at the same price point as internal combustion engine cars, then the evidence is that consumers are very willing to adopt them. China is the world's biggest auto market. If you're going to be a global car company, you've got to be able to compete there. Is there a risk from espionage and technology being stolen? Yes, I think absolutely. But the bigger opportunity is to build the brand in China and to win the Chinese consumer on the basis of quality and the standard of the product. Tesla's issues have been self-inflicted. It's been trying to ramp the production of the Model 3, their mass market vehicle. And that's taken longer than expected, and therefore it's been a drag on cash flow. And so what they thought they had enough cash, but it turns out that they haven't had. But now you're at the position where they will be have manufactured around 400,000 vehicles last year. You're in a much more sustainable point of view from the cash flow generation in the business. They did a capital raise last year, which has put the balance sheet in a much stronger position. And then what we've just talked about, the new product introductions and the lower manufacturing costs, you know, I think we should be talking about this as a profitable cash flow generating business in the foreseeable future.
After the following messages, we're going to take a little bit of time from Tom to hear what a long-term bull of Tesla has to say about the company's prospects at its new elevated price.
The value of investments can fall and you may get back less than you invested. Past performance is not a reliable guide to future performance. The podcast is not intended as investment advice. No investment is suitable in all cases. Any tax allowances or thresholds mentioned are based on personal circumstances and current legislation, which may change. We or a connected party may have an interest in the securities mentioned or may act as principal or agent in those securities from time to time. The podcast content comes from diverse sources whose accuracy cannot be assured. The opinions expressed in this publication are not necessarily held throughout Bruin Dolphin. Investment in currencies other than your own means changes in the exchange rate will cause the value of your investment to move independently of the underlying asset.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for joining us. I know we only spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, but it's been such an extraordinary ride for Tesla since then, even after a little bit of a sell-off towards the tail end. But just to summarize the points that you made for us very quickly when you spoke to us before, and you made the point that Tesla has got superior technology, which it can produce and sell at a competitive price, that it should be seen as a software company as well, with difficult to copy software that actually gets better the more you use it. You talked about the opportunities of the Model S being brought out and the opportunity as well to lower costs by internationalizing manufacturing. And then finally, I guess the big point was that the previous problems with Tesla, the balance sheet, poor cash generation, they've effectively been solved. So is that kind of how we should think about the stock right now, or is there more to add?
There's two distinct areas to consider. First is the operational progress of the business and its evolving competitive position, and the second is the share price. And I guess you need to think through both of those separately, but in the context of the other. So, you know, you've listed a number of areas of progress there for Tesla, and I think the business is in a relatively stronger position than it has been for a long time. You know, the most recent results just highlight continued progress on execution that really is very encouraging. You know, in the short run, the share price has been extremely volatile, but I think you can only make judgments about that in the context of the operational progress of the business.
With that amazing move in the share price, I mean, do you have any impression about why it's happened so quickly and so suddenly? Is it just there's a resonance of that story? Is there some reason why people have suddenly grasped it? Or is it some sort of technical short selling, behavioral fear of missing out kind of thing? Do you ever give any thought to why it might be happening?
I think it's just extremely difficult to divine. You know, I guess it's quite remarkable for a company of this size to see so much volatility. Now, if your investment strategy was based on deep insight into what market participants were thinking, you know, perhaps if you sat on a trading floor in London or New York, you might hope to have an edge in that. But for us, we think our edge is being able to take a very patient approach, and to think about the issues evolving over the long run. And so whether it's technical factors, whether it is, you know, the market waking up to some of the virtues of this business, whether it's the beginning of an investment frenzy around decarbonization and a move to more sustainable forms of energy generation and usage, you know, it's impossible to say at any point in time. But so I think you come back to what's the evolving fundamental position of the business, and then do the shares look attractive in that context?
And so that, I guess, would naturally lead most of us to think about valuation. What's the relevance of that? What do you take from the valuation of Tesla at the moment? Is this something that makes you think, well, it's obviously increased your exposure, I guess, in a significant way. Does it make you want to take a bit of profit, trim, or is it still, you know, well within the scope of what you expect the business to be able to achieve, and therefore a case of sort of sitting on your hands and riding through that volatility?
Well, I think for me, if you put in the context of the strategy, we're looking for exceptional growth businesses. So businesses that have large opportunities, and where we think something special about the business that will allow it to capitalize on that opportunity. And I think the data we've had over the past 6 or 12 months about Tesla suggests the likelihood of it being able to capitalize on that, of the opportunity it has increased. You know, we've seen execution in terms of building manufacturing capacity in China. We've seen great execution in terms of bringing the new model, the small SUV, the Model Y, to the market. You know, ahead of the timeline the company had suggested, with none of the difficulties and the execution issues that the company had when it tried to launch the Model 3. You know, we've seen the signing of the lease for a new factory in Europe. And so there's really been really encouraging signs on the company's execution. At the same time, we've had some reassuring signs on demand. So the company has moved from fulfilling an order backlog to actually satisfying ongoing levels of demand for its products. You saw the launch of the pickup truck, which again attracted a very high number of orders in a very short space of time. And then finally, we've seen very limited progress from the competition. You know, the others are clearly struggling to achieve scale in the production of electric vehicles. And so the relative position of Tesla has continued to improve. So I think we feel more confidence about the scale of the opportunity, more confidence about Tesla's ability to execute against that. And, you know, so it's not surprising to us in that context that the market is prepared to value Tesla more highly. But equally, you know, the scale of the opportunity is such, and we're at such an early stage in the move to electric transport, in the deployment of storage in our electricity grids, that, you know, this remains a massive opportunity relative to the size of the company. As patient investors, we have the luxury of being able to take our time and think these issues through. We're not going to have knee-jerk responses to short-term movements in the share price. But it seems to us that there is at least quite a lot of fundamental justification for the increase in the value of the company.
And you talked a lot about it in terms of selling electrical vehicles. I guess the bigger picture or the longer term vision is that there'd be autonomous vehicles as well. Is that baked into this success as well?
I think that there continues to be a lot of progress in the underlying technology that enables that, because you have this exponential increase in the amount of data that's being captured, and because you benefit from all the trends that we've seen in other areas, from the impact of Moore's law and more powerful hardware to the continued advancements in software. So I think that there are still some engineering problems to be solved with that, and there'll certainly be a regulatory pathway to move forward. But it seems to us that actually, certainly from the technology standpoint, quite a lot of that is quite predictable. We shouldn't just work from what the capability is today, but what will the capability be as you see this continual improvement? So I don't think there's been anything in the short run particularly, but I think it's one of those technologies that the market will inevitably be disappointed what happens in any one year. But if you extend the time frame and look what happens over a decade, these things move much faster than you imagine at the start.
And so does Tesla's recent strength and success, does it do anything to diminish the prospect of other companies operating in the automotive sphere? So things like Alphabet or Lyft?
Well, I think one of the things that Tesla has demonstrated over the past year is that if you offer people an electric vehicle at the same price point as an equivalent combustion engine vehicle, there is a lot of demand for the product. Now, they have achieved that parity in the US with the Model 3. That's not the case still in Europe. It will become the case in China as the manufacturing facility ramps there. But the key point is they've demonstrated that demand, and that's a big opportunity for everybody if they can execute to meet that demand. I think on the point about autonomy and software, again, it's still such a nascent area, but it could be an enormous market. There are a billion vehicles in use globally today. If you could provide software to a significant proportion of that fleet, make your own assumptions about what the license cost or the cost of that software would be, but it's a market that potentially runs into the hundreds of billions of dollars. So there's a huge opportunity there for those that can execute against it. So Tesla's making progress. Its fleet is growing. It's collecting more data. It's moving forward. But other companies and some of the ones you mentioned are also moving forward too. But it seems to us at the moment that it's so early and the market is so big that we don't have to worry particularly about the competition between the companies. It's much more about their fate is in their own hands in terms of their ability to execute against that opportunity.
Okay, Tom. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to update us on this so soon after your last appearance. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the invite to talk to you.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We hope you'll be able to join us again soon for another Brewin podcast.